720 WGN, Pete McMurray in for John Williams. Our next guest, you've seen him on MasterChef, MasterChef Junior, the Food Network. How about all his restaurants here in Chicago? One of my favorites, my new best friend, it's celebrity chef Graham Elliott. It's good to see you, man.
Good to see you as well.
Thanks for coming in after coming off a trip from Hawaii.
Yeah, to beautiful tropical Chicago.
Wow.
Love it.
I follow you on Instagram. I love your posts. And today, I think you put, was it today you put the squid on there?
Oh, yeah. I think it was like yesterday.
Yeah,
little baby squids.
Yeah, that kind of grossed me out.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody said, oh, I thought these were like skinned baby mice. I was like, wow, those sound delicious.
And I think you had a post over the weekend of one of your sons cutting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He loves getting in the kitchen.
But it's funny. So cool. It's interesting to read the comments because how you position your hand when you're cutting with a knife.
Yes.
I need to learn these things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's kind of like a claw or like tucking your fingers in. So everybody was commenting on that.
Right.
It's like, yes, we're working on it.
And you have, do you have three boys?
Three boys, 5, 7, and 10.
Oh, boy. So they all know how to cook.
Well, one doesn't really care about it at all. One is super into it. And the other, you know, has a great nose for everything. Like he knows what things smell like as he walks in, you know, oh, it's garlic. Oh, rosemary, but doesn't really like to eat it as much.
You're like a doctor because you're a celebrity chef. Everybody knows you. You wear the white glasses, you know, because you stand out.
Yes. Need attention at all times.
When you walk into a room, people want to ask you questions. Like if you see a doctor at a party, it's like, oh, I got this thing. I need to talk to you about doc.
You start taking your shirt off. Look at that. What is this thing on my back?
You walk in the studio, you're barely putting your headphones on and elevating. Ask you a question. I need your help.
Yeah.
Ella, if you want to ask him, I said wait until we get on the air. Go ahead.
Sure. So I've been craving rice lately, white rice, and my mom has a really good recipe, which I tried to follow, but I failed every time that I've done it, that I've tried it, and I've tried it different ways. So how do you cook rice?
First of all, that's like the most unpunk rock foodie thing I've ever heard. I have a craving for white rice. Oh my God.
Who says that?
Okay, but I'm not going to judge. But anyway, I'll judge you on not being able to cook it. But here you go. It's a 2-to-1 ratio. So 2 cups of water per cup of rice. You bring it up the water to like a boil, put in the rice, put a lid on it, simmer it, and it's generally about 20 minutes.
That's it.
That's it. Simple.
Now, instead of water, you ever use chicken broth?
Yeah, you totally could.
Okay, absolutely. I do that all the time.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, you get some extra flavor, especially when you're cooking something like a grain or like rice, it absorbs it, so it's super flavorful.
Right. I make this Lebanese dish that my mother gave me. It's called chicken and rice, but I feel like with a lot of chicken foods, when it comes to Lebanese food, they add a lot of cinnamon.
Ah.
Have you had that?
I haven't.
Okay.
Sounds cool. I'm into it.
I wanted to have you in here to talk Thanksgiving. It's a week from Thursday.
Wow. How did this year go by so quick, first of all?
I felt like it was dragging, and then all of a sudden November hits, and here we are at Thanksgiving right away. Do you cook your turkey upside down, keep it moist?
No, I don't. You know what's funny is I actually, I kind of think of it as far as the physics, you know, of that turkey and the fact that not everything is going to cook evenly. So I am not the visual, let's roast off an entire bird at the same time kind of guy. To me, it's like maybe I'll confit the legs, maybe crisp up the wings. I'll use the breasts and roast them a certain way. So everything's kind of individual. Just like I would do a chicken. Yeah.
So you're cutting that turkey when it's raw.
Yes.
Wow.
So if you get a gigantic turkey breast, a lot of people just do a breast, right?
Yeah.
If you take the breast and cut it, you know, lengthwise, now you get these two big pieces, and then you go back and cut those again. You remove the skin, and it looks like this gorgeous pork loin. You roast it, baste it with garlic and butter and herbs, and it's like turkey you've never had in your life. You have no idea that that's what it is.
Oh, my God. Are you hosting like this year?
I am.
I'm in town. I'm available.
You're in. Done. You're part of the fam.
Everybody probably wants to come over to your house, right?
Yeah, and what's hard, though, is being a chef and then being one on TV – that people really flip the tables and judge me. So, like, I'm really nervous now because they expect the best turkey ever.
And
the,
right.
So I'll make all this stuff, and then 9 times out of 10, I won't eat it. Like, I'll sit down, but I can't enjoy it the same way. It's like listening to your own music or something. It's just not what you do.
Once you prepare the meal, you sit down with your family. You're not really eating?
Yeah.
Are you just kicking back some beers and just watching people
just
eat?
Just take the fork and move it around the plate so it looks like it's eating like I was 5.
How do you make your gravy? Do you use the chicken turkey juice?
Totally. Well, okay. The juice from the cook, you know, the pan drippings, and then also roast off whatever bones and things you have and the neck and the organs. Stew all that down. I mean, you could do a tiny bit of red wine, reduced as you put it in.
Yeah.
Throw in the flours. You're cooking it, so it'll help thicken it. So just basically the same way I would make any kind of jus or, you know, meat sauce at the restaurant.
You know, I told you this before. My very favorite cook on the planet is my mother.
Yes.
And I watched her for years. You know, she tests things. She'll make it, well, a few weeks in advance. Mm-hmm. And then Thanksgiving hits and she starts preparing weeks before.
Yeah.
Because we have such a large family. I have 11 siblings. So 12 kids, and they're bringing their kids. And we have this huge, you know, 40 people. That's just my mother's immediate family.
That's
crazy. Here I am. I married a girl that doesn't cook. So I'm calling up my mother. I'm saying, I know I watched you all these years. How do you make a turkey? How do you make
how do you
make gravy?
Yeah.
How do you do it?
Is your wife super intimidated by mom and her cooking?
She just never got into it.
Got it.
I think we're starting to as a family because I have a 12-year-old who all he does is watch the Food Network.
Right, right.
He
Isn't
loves
that amazing?
It.
That's what we see on these shows where the parents are like, I don't know how they cook that way. We don't at home. We do like mac and cheese in a box, but they are now teaching us to be better chefs because they want to do it and we want to support them.
Right, and it's like a family thing.
Exactly.
You guys can all enjoy. Okay, what are we going to make for dinner?
Mm-hmm.
Sunday's the big day. How are we going to prepare it and make it happen?
Super cool.
Let's talk side dishes.
Yes.
For Thanksgiving, what are your favorites?
You know, I like to take dishes that everyone has seen and redo them. So like the green bean casserole instead of the cream of mushroom soup and what have you, like fry off garlic chips and big onion rings and then top, you know, fresh green bean or even, a, you know, asparagus if you can grab some of that and cook it down with like a beautiful mushroom puree. So it's you close your eyes, you taste it, and it's the best green bean casserole you've ever had. But it's the same thing. It's comforting still.
Who invented green bean casserole? It's so basic, but I love it.
Of course.
And you have it once a year on Thanksgiving.
I feel like if you look back at Christmas and these holidays, so much of these dishes now started right after World War II, which is amazing. And, you know, I think it's a lot of product was left over. Maybe people had come back from Europe trying new things, but a lot of that happened then. All the Christmas jingles, all the songs that you've ever heard in the holidays are all from that time period.
God, you're right.
It's really neat, really interesting to think of the history and how we are where we are, because Thanksgiving in particular is a, you know, obviously an American holiday, but giving thanks is universal. But when you think of, okay, Native Americans saving our butts, showing us how to make this, cooking that off, nowadays it's very different. Like we have the turkey and stuff like that, but all these sides are much more I guess advanced than just roasted
squash.
Well,
people try to outdo themselves now with the sides.
Yeah.
They're getting a little crazy.
Yeah, like cranberry sauce. You know, you can add walnuts and apples and celery and this, and now it's like this kind of chutney thing, which tastes good, but, you know, I love just taking cranberries and cooking them down with like a little bit of sugar or honey and making them taste like cranberries.
Right.
You know, even that, the jiggly cylindrical out of the can, you know, cranberry jelly thing.
Where did that come from? Because
no.
My mother does that every year. She does regular cranberries out of a can, and she puts it on the plate shaped as a can.
So still jiggling.
Yes.
That's
and
amazing.
Then she makes the cranberries and the whole thing in a bowl.
Yeah.
You know?
And people go for both. I had a chef friend whose kids would not eat cranberry sauce, so he would cook it down and then put it in the can, and then it would look like it. But it was like, that's the only way they'd have it.
I wonder where that originated, you know, because people do that. It's like a thing to do around Thanksgiving.
Right, right.
What about mashed potatoes? Do you ever change it around, mix something in there like sour cream or...
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could do like the fully loaded baked potato one where it's like a ton of cheddar, chives, bacon bits, and sour cream and just kind of mash it up.
I love
it. Or you could do like your super Frenchy potato puree and fold in a little bit of like Swiss cheese. It's nice and soft at the end and it's like a goopy potato puree.
I didn't even think of that.
Like, yeah, or you can smoke the potatoes, like, you know, over
what do
wood
mean,
chips.
Smoke
or,
the potatoes. Yeah, so who has time for that?
Hey, if your mom's cooking like 6 months in advance,
right?
She should be able to do this. So you got to grill in the summer or you wood chips or whatever, and you take like little fingerlings or even regular potatoes and kind of smoke them. So when you cook them up, they're like got that gorgeous flavor.
How do you smoke them if you have a regular grill? What are you doing?
Again, like soak some wood chips, put them in there.
Okay.
Potatoes
even with
top,
a gas grill, can you? You put it in foil top.
Exactly.
That's
and
how
just
you
impart
do
the flavor.
It just seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, but it's Thanksgiving, right? You're doing once a year.
Right.
Try to show people you know how to cook, and the rest of the year, like microwave it.
What are you going to make this year for sides?
I like to do sweet potatoes.
Okay. How do you prepare the sweet potatoes?
So I dice them up. I like to caramelize them, brown sugar, top them with some pecan, a little bit of chopped sage, and that's pretty much it. Might do butternut squash and make that into a puree. So it's like a nice silky side. Spaghetti squash is great. Brussels sprouts, I always do Brussels sprouts. So you just take the leaves, cook them off with some rendered bacon, and then add some turnip and onion, and then the Brussels sprouts at the last second, so they're still nice and green and fresh, and they're not like canned, gross, well done.
Where do you buy your Brussels sprouts in Chicago? Where do you go?
Yeah, I go to Mariano's a lot
okay.
for most of my stuff. They have some great stuff.
Fresh.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So you got the Brussels sprouts. Anything else that I'm missing on the sides? You're not making desserts, are you?
No, my wife, Allie, does all the baking. So she'll do pies and, like, you know, banana bread. And I don't know why, but it could be, you know, some drought going on in the world or, you know, famine. But there's still banana bread in our house, like, always.
I love banana bread.
It's great, right? But
I
it's
love
just
it.
Always there.
Right.
Like, I don't know why.
The greatest pie, pumpkin pie on the planet from Costco.
Really?
The size of a hubcap. Have you ever had it?
No.
I buy it every year. I love it. It's so good. I don't know what they put in it.
I love that. You know who makes amazing pies?
Who?
Ackett's Pie Company in Michigan. And it happens to be the family of Grant Ackett's from Alinea and next and Aviary here.
Really?
Yeah. So he grew up in that like food environment. And yeah, the pies are incredible.
How did you become a chef? I don't know if I've ever asked you this.
Well, I mean, traveled all over the world because Dad was in the Navy, and then started at 17 as a busboy and then dishwasher. And I loved like that whole pirate ship atmosphere of a kitchen, and then realized that you could do beautiful artsy food because I came across the Charlie Trotter book, which led me to Chicago.
Ah, got it.
So young That's age, right. I knew what I wanted to do. So I was lucky.
Damn. Graham Elliott in studio with us. We're talking Thanksgiving. So you're not going to make the whole turkey all at once.
I'm not.
You're going to make it in parts.
Yes.
And that's why it doesn't get dried out.
Exactly.
Okay.
So
how many people come into your house?
Probably 15. I think that's usually what we get.
15?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you always got to make extra because everyone wants a Tupperware container or stuff to go. Like, you just plan on that, so cook for 30.
I love the to-go containers. Get carry out from, we call it Betty Ann's carry out. That's my mother's name.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's awesome.
You got to have carry out.
And it's like stacked, so it's like one big dish. Like somehow it's like a casserole of every part.
It doesn't matter as long as you can take it home.
Yes.
I love Thanksgiving. I love the tradition. I just love getting together. Do you do anything at night?
Well, usually football's on, right? So football's on, one of the crazy uncles like asleep in a corner.
Uh-huh.
Somebody else is drinking a bunch of eggnog and, you know, getting ready for the next holiday, like pacing themselves. So, yeah, nothing like crazy. We don't like do some weird Thanksgiving carols.
Some people, they go to movies. Some people do bowling. I go back to Peoria. That's where I grew up.
Okay.
My mother's house. And we all go to, we call it the floating ATM. We go to the Paradise Riverboat Casino and we gamble.
That's amazing.
And if there is a niece or nephew that has a new boyfriend or girlfriend, mm-hmm. we bring them on the boat so they can throw the dice. We like the virgin arm.
I like that.
Yeah.
Now that's like
gambling.
A real tradition. I need to start that now. I need a weird tradition.
The floating ATM, we call it. Yes. It brings families together.
It sounds like it.
Because really
they're
does.
All asking each other for money at
right.
the end.
What are you betting?
Help bail me
What's
out.
What's going on? There's nothing better than everybody half in the bag screaming at each other around a crap table.
Oh, yeah.
It's just wonderful.
It's amazing.
312-981-7200. Graham Elliott in studio with us. If you have a question or a comment, I'm sure he'll answer it. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you had a question or comment for Graham?
I do. I always brine my turkey like 24 hours in advance and like, you know, peppercorns,
mm-hmm.
salt. And I've never had a problem it coming out dry. And yeah. I've been experiencing with deep frying it.
Mm-hmm.
The turkey.
Yep.
I've had the deep fried turkey a few years in a row.
Yeah, I know. It's awesome.
It's so good.
Now, brining is like a must, right? It's almost like marinating. It's a way to get that flavor in there early. Now, when you're cooking, whether it's a fryer or in the oven, the biggest thing you want at the beginning is to get that high heat so it starts crisping, rendering some of that fat, making it making that skin get, you know, some crunch to it. So throw it in the oven if you're going to do a whole bird at like 500, make sure it's like nice and greased up. Then you can turn it down slowly and cook it. And it'll stay moist. But again, every part's going to cook differently. You know, a piece that's got a lot of sinew and tendon and it's on a bone is not going to cook the same way as just like a breast that's just pure muscle sitting there.
God,
so.
You are so smart when it comes to food. I am so glad I can text you and you respond right away.
I do, right?
You
Even
do.
If it's about baseball or
right,
music.
Anything.
Yeah.
I love it. Graham Elliott in studio with us. Do you want to mention your restaurants? Have
yeah,
you opened
yeah.
the new one yet?
We just opened the new one like 3 days ago. So it's called Gideon Sweet, which is named after a 100-year-old heirloom apple that almost went extinct. And it's a partnership between Matthias Merges and myself. And he was my mentor back at the Trotter days. So on Randolph and GideonSweet.com, you can make rezos. And it's like a cocktail bar with 20 or so little dishes that are passed around and yummy.
I love it. All right, Graham Elliott in studio at 720 WGN. In studio with us, celebrity chef Graham Elliott. We're talking Thanksgiving. I wanted you to talk to my mother for a second.
Yes.
She's on the phone. This is my mother, Betty Ann. Betty Ann, say hello to Graham Elliott.
Hey, hello, Graham. How are you?
I'm doing amazing, Betty Ann. How are you today?
I'm fine, too. Thank you.
Well, I wanted to, Mom, we're talking about Thanksgiving. I wanted to ask Graham, because my mother makes stuffing from scratch. And as long as I can remember, we had the white bread, and my mother would make us make the, instead of putting it in the toaster, we'd put it in the broiler.
Mm.
So you could load up, what was it, 9 pieces of bread? Is that right, Betty?
No, I never counted.
You know,
either. Just
3, 6, 9.
Yeah.
So 9 pieces of bread, but we'd always forget to turn it over so they would burn.
Nice. And
yes.
Did you redo it, or did you take it out and get the butter knife and scrape it all off?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
I did scrape a lot, yes.
I'm glad. I love your honesty.
But, Mom, when did you start preparing for Thanksgiving? Because you're going to have everybody at your house in Peoria on a week from Thursday.
Right. Actually, I did start yesterday.
Wow.
I rolled the grape leaves and put them in the freezer.
Okay.
Well, you know, I have to do stuff ahead of time because I just can't do everything 1 or 2 days before.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll be making a big pan of kibbeh, baked kibbeh, and put, I won't bake it. I'll put it in uncooked, put that in the freezer.
That's a Lebanese dish. It's lamb.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like a lamb meatloaf.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Beauty.
Oh, it's not meatloaf, honey. It's much better.
It is.
Oh,
it's much better.
Yeah.
Well, I was trying to give the visual. How about the turkey? How many turkeys do we have?
1.5, actually. Kim is going to do 1 turkey, and Marie's going to bring part of another one. Because I only have 2 stoves, and I need my ovens.
Mm-hmm.
So the girls are going to do that.
So she has 2 stoves at our house. One in the basement and 1 in the kitchen. So she runs back and forth. That's why my mother weighs like 112 pounds.
That's
because
amazing.
She's constantly running up and down the stairs.
I wish.
So, Graham, is that how it is at your house?
Well, I mean, I don't have an oven in the basement and 1 in the attic and, like, you know, 11 siblings, so I'm not cooking 14 turkeys. But, you know, what I do is really try to stress getting everything prepped up as much as you can beforehand, because day of Thanksgiving is literally finishing it all off. So you've got all your Brussels sprouts, everything diced up. You've got all your squash on the pan, you know, hit with the butter, salt and pepper and everything ready to go in. And you just kind of time it accordingly, because like you just said, Betty Ann, you've got X amount of firepower, a stove, top, this, 6 burners, 1 oven.
Right.
You need to make sure you're utilizing it all the time. So my top of my stove has got like 10 pans.
And Mom,
things.
It's interesting because Graham just said to me what you do at Thanksgiving. You prepare the food, and then when everybody sits down and eats, you sit at the head of the table and you just watch people eat.
Yeah.
She doesn't really eat until later
right.
in the day.
That's how I am.
Right.
Because you're like kind of in the zone.
You know, I just need time to kind of unwind a little bit because you're so busy in the morning. And well, we eat around 2-ish.
Okay.
So everybody can get their fill, take their naps, do whatever they have to later.
I love it.
Yes. All right, Mom. I'll see you soon, okay? I love you.
I love you too, honey.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Happy Thanksgiving, Graham.
Thanks, you as well, Vivian.
That's nice. You and my mother
talking
about old times.
Besties.
It's funny. You're right. It's like you're in the zone and you sit down and you don't want to eat. You just want to relax.
Yeah.
That's where you are. And Graham, before you go, I got to say 2 things.
Sure.
Number 1, Jane Monzuris just sent me a text. She said that you and Jane were friends before you and I were friends.
Like
for the
5
record,
minutes
for everyone. Right. Kim Gordon. Kim, you had a question for Graham?
I did, a quick one. I know you're up against the clock. So, Graham, do you make a salad on Thanksgiving or do you not? My husband and I argue about this every year.
Oh, great question.
Yeah. No
salad.
No salad for me. So, generally, a salad to me is like kind of its own little course. So you've got, you know, whether it's lettuce based or you tomato, this or that, I'll do a side that maybe resembles it. So if I'm going to do tomato, basil, mozzarella, you know, anything like that, that would be considered the salad. But I'm not doing greens with, you know, dressing.
Okay, but some type of green, I win then. Some type of green,
yeah,
or something.
Totally. Do like the whole kale thing and mix like some butternut squash and pomegranate seeds and lemon olive oil. Just make a nice
you
bowl
like
of that.
You like dates in there too?
Can you totally do dates in that?
Okay.
You gotta write a few things down
I'm
for
on
me.
It.
I need this.
I'll forget it in five minutes too. That's how I roll.
I don't know. Graham Elliott, what's your website people can go to?
GrahamElliott.com for me or GideonSweet.com for the restaurant.
And follow you on Instagram.
Yes.
It's some great stuff.
At Graham Elliott, and it's with one T. That's all.
It's great to see you, man.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You as well.
It's 720 WGN.